Mayoral candidate Elaine Manzer for the town of Peace River joins us this morning. Elaine, thank you very much for joining us today. First of all, I'll just get your comments on your decision to run for mayor in the town of Peace River.
Well, I've been deputy mayor for the past 8 years, so I experienced a lot of the town issues from that side of the table, and think that I can still help the town in terms of moving forward in the next 4 years. So started several things that I'd like to see carry on. It will depend upon, you know, the councillors that are with the mayor and how their strategic plan starts, and that will become the basis for the next 4 years. So I hope to be part of that and be of service that way.
Elaine, we'll get into a little bit more, I guess, as far as specifics are concerned, as far as your platform is concerned. What is your platform for your running for mayor in Peace River?
Well, basically, I have four priorities. One is communication and thoughtful, balanced decision-making, which means, you know, listen to people, listen to the various interest groups. Keep in mind that you, as a councillor or mayor, are representing the interests of the entire town, and try and keep a balanced decision-making process in place. Also, I think we cannot not pay attention to infrastructure improvement programs. We've got a neighborhood improvement program that has stable funding at this point in time, and it is well on its way to helping Peace River's infrastructure deficit decrease. So it is the one that has worked in Saddleback, the South End, Parkview just beyond TA North, and the North End a little bit, and now over on Upper Shaftesbury. Renewing water and sewer lines so there's fewer breaks and just less issues with the whole system over the course of the next 50 years. So we were a little bit behind in that. Another one, of course, is the usual fiscal responsibility, but it's a very delicate balance between service levels and tax rates. So every council that I've been on, and I would expect in the future, will be wanting to not increase tax rates, maintain them if it can. Yes, it would be lovely to lower them. However, what do you not want to have happen? And maybe there's some efficiencies within the system that have helped, and that's the way I've tried to work that through in the last few years, is can we do things a little differently so they cost less? But we still want, you know, the same service levels, library, museum, Baytex, all those sorts of things, cleaning walkways, doing street cleaning, snow removal, garbage, all that goes into that balance between service levels and tax rates. And the last one is to maintain our respectful collaboration with our neighboring three municipalities. And we are in process or have completed two out of the three agreements where those neighbors help the town, they actually pay the town to operate some of the services, such as the recreation ones in particular. They pay capital and they pay some operating, which is very, very helpful. So those would be my four priorities. And, you know, I look back over the past 8 years that I've been deputy mayor, and I look at the 30-plus businesses that have actually chosen to invest in Peace River, either as new businesses or expand their present one, and I think we need to carry that momentum forward. Some of that might mean looking at our bylaws and policies just to see that they are still, let's say, modernized, that they still work for their purpose. Other things, the trails, our Peace River is a lovely place. I think we need to develop some more tourist-type opportunities here and take advantage of our situation that way. We know that we're a little distant from the big city, but that's the way we are, and we have advantages as a small town. And people choose small towns over city living. It would be good to have some more affordable housing as well as some more, let's call them retirement housing options, to keep that category of our population within our town as well. they have grandchildren all over the place, but it would be good if those grandchildren also wanted to stay here. So, you know, looking at the whole lifestyle element that makes our town viable and sustainable at the same time. We want it to be livable, which means watch the costs, but it also means have things for people to do. Recreation, libraries, museums, things of that element that they're interested in. And of course, the bottom one is have jobs, have businesses, so that there are those opportunities.
I guess this is sort of a two-part question rolled into one, in the sense that during the campaign leading up to October the 18th, and if Elaine Manzer was elected mayor in the town of Peace River, what would Elaine Manzer bring to the table?
Well, I think I bring some thoughtfulness. I think I bring trust that I'm out for the best interests of the town, and I bring a balanced viewpoint. I like to hear all sides of a discussion before going forward with the decision that we're going to live with for quite some time, on whatever aspect of that it is. So I am probably a little quieter than some past mayors, shall we say, but I think I have the experience in both my work internally within council this past 8 years and also in a regional perspective on other boards and committees that I've served at to bring forward the town of Peace River's best interest to others, and also to have a calm and rational look at what we need to do to go forward.
I think that will work just fine. Elaine Manzer, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you as well, Keith.